You know, coming in, working hard, you know, being determined to, you know, get a job and just showing, really showing the coaches that you really want to be on this team.
Sam, are you ready to assume the nickel cornerback role, if that's what's called upon?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. You know, it's an opportunity right there, so I got to take advantage of it. Just keep working hard at it, you know, staying in my playbook and just keep going forward.
Have they indicated that probably is your job, or do you have an indication?
Nah, they haven't indicated, but, you know, you never have a job here. You just got to keep working at it, just, you know, continue to, you know, do good at it, and, you know, you never know.
You know, you yourself said you were kind of a long shot at the very beginning of camp to be there on the active roster. You are now. Explain your feelings kind of when you found out on Saturday and called you. How'd that go?
I mean, it was a blessing to me. You know, it just, you know, that's something I'd always dreamed of, getting to the NFL, and now just making the roster, just it made it more exciting. So, you know, I'm ready to play now, knowing that I'm on the team.
Who gave you the call? How'd you find out?
I mean, I found out. Nobody gave me a call. I just found out on the computer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a call saying, hey,
nah.
Sam, guess what?
Nah.
Good news. You said, oh, hey, good news.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I kind of left your own devices. Are you confident this year? You feel like you can be able to be a difference maker?
Oh, yeah. I think so. You know, like I said, if I continue to just keep working hard at it and just, you know, getting with some of the veterans that helped me out on some of the things. You know, don't be scared to ask questions. You know, like my coach always tell me, don't be scared to ask questions. Need help on anything, you know, they willing to help. You know, and I get to know it, I can start playing faster and making more plays.
Opposing offenses might look at you as the rookie and put a bullseye on your back. Are you prepared for that?
Oh, yeah, I'm prepared. You know, it's been a lot of things on my back, you know, from college on up, so... No, it's nothing new. I just got to keep working hard and going forward.
All right. How excited are you to get into a regular season game? You know, what's it going to be like for you the first time to strap it on and get in?
I mean, it's going to be just like the first time on preseason, you know, just strap it up and just got to play. You know, it's a regular season, you know, it's going to be a lot coming at you, like for a lot of more double moves, you know, things like that. Just, you know, we got to keep working.
Was there any point during training camp where you kind of thought, boy, I can play this game at this level? Was there a moment or any point in time?
I mean, I had a little doubt in myself because, you know, it was more faster and it's more older guys that know what they're doing out there. But I said to myself, I just got to, you know, stay in the playbook. You know, it's a job now, and I got to take advantage of it and just study. And that's all we got right now, just to study. So it's not no point that you can't get the plays if you don't study. So
as camp went on, did your confidence continue to build?
Oh yeah, it kept building and building, you know, especially after I, you know, making plays out there, you know, my confidence was getting better and better. So I mean, mainly I was just thinking, you know, any special teams will help me out to get on the team. So now it wasn't just returning; it was just any special team. And coming from UM, you know, that 1 year, that's all I played was special teams. No offense, no none of that. I just played nothing but special teams. So, you know, and then I said to myself, I come, you know, even though I did it in college, I can come up here and do it here. So, and that's something that I was doing. So, it helped me out. Nah, I never thought of that. Never ever came across my mind. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. I'm playing it now and it feels natural to me, so.
What did go through your mind when they moved to that? I mean, were you happy about it? Or I can't imagine a wide receiver being happy about going to defense.
No, it was like a point, was I making the wrong choice or was I making the right choice? You know, but I was going around asking people, was it some people saying, no, I don't do it because it's going to mess you up for the draft and things like that. But, you know, I told myself I could do it. And, you know, that was something to help out the team. And that's what I want to do, help out the team.
Was that a physical event to you, kind of as an option more than they were telling you to
Yeah, it was an option. It was an option.
Sam, you said you found out on a computer. I'm not sure. I don't understand. So you saw the list of cuts online and you weren't on it?
The roster came up.
The one the roster showed up
on
the Packers website and you were...
Mm-hmm.
How much do you allow yourself to be excited about what you accomplished by making the roster when you know that you got to kind of shift gears now and you're going to play a lot against Philly? I mean, you don't get a lot of time to feel just, hey, I made it, kind of a feeling.
I got that a little bit, but you know, like I said, it's a job, so you know, you gotta take advantage of it, and that's what I'm gonna do. You know, I work with some of the guys that help me out on some of the little mistakes that I do make, so I can correct it, and when game time comes, I can know what I'm doing and play fast.
So you kind of had yesterday to feel good about making the team, and now it's
game time, and you know, you gotta get your game face on. It's time to work.